and destroy everybody. So the scene I saw
Good evening, folks. You're lost in paradise with your truly Angel Baby here at killradio.org. A little bit of a rough start tonight. Came in, air conditioning was on. I just turned it up a little bit because it was smoldering in here. And then a little bit of a power surge. Thanks to Bennett and Josh, who helped me over the phone get the stream back up and the internet back up. Sorry to those who were tuned in a little earlier and kind of lost the feed there for a couple minutes. But again, thanks to Bennett and Josh for helping me get that back up. Literally just the nick of time, like 5 minutes ago to do the show. So I'm just kind of scrambling. If something happens technically, I'm sorry. It's probably just maybe we're just sucking too much energy out of this tiny room. And in this really hot climate, everyone's probably blasting their ACs. Which I was trying to do because it is pretty hot in here. So yours truly is melting, but that's okay because I've got tons of great 45s to spin tonight. I do, though, want to say sorry about last week for those who tuned in live. Kill Radio was broadcasting their benefit show live from Safari Sam's. So I was unable to do my show. The DJ putting it together didn't give me fair warning in time to let my listeners know last week that I wouldn't be doing my show. Either way, thanks to all those who came out to support Kill Radio, we raised some necessary funds. I hope everybody had a rockin' 4th of July. So either way, I still have some stuff to attend to, but I will be spinning 45s for you, my wonderful listeners. But I guess I should let you know what I just played. Let's see, before that was Cool as a Moose, Just Boppin' in parentheses, by Jimmy Richards. Before that was Hound Dog by the Raging Storms. And starting off the show today was Hornet's Nest by Jan Davis, which is pretty killer. So some nice instrumentals to start off the night tonight. Let's see, next up I've got a 45, which sounds dirtier than it actually is, unfortunately. We like those dirty records here at Lost in Paradise. It's You're Hung by Ray Brewster here at Lost in Paradise.
Yes, when you talk,
when you talk, when you don't talk,
when you walk,
when you walk, when you walk all night,
when you think,
when you don't think right,
though you try,
though you try with all your might,
when you feel,
within your soul,
that it's hurt.
I never felt like this till now. big cowboy before. Hey, hey, big cowboy, tell me what you want me to do. Hey, hey, big cowboy, tell me that you love me too. If you want this little country gal, just tell me when I knock on your door, please let me in. Hey, hey, big cowboy, tell me what you want me to do. Hey, hey, big cowboy, tell me what you want me to do. Hey, hey, big cowboy, tell me that you love me too. If you want this little country gal, just tell me when I knock on your door, please let me in.
Hey, hey,
big cowboy, tell me what you want me to do.
I was way away from home, and I didn't know what to do. So I grabbed a telephone, because I felt so blue. It rang and rang and rang, rang till it was dizzy, and then the deep big voice said, hello. Stop ringing, cause I'm busy. I said, who is you?
He says, who is you?
I said, this is Mr. Bones.
I said, who is you?
He says, who is you?
I said,
this is Shorty Jones. Get out of my house! Get out of my house! Get out of my house, you mouse! Let door hit you with a dog, bitch, you get out. Well, has anybody here seen Shorty? Has anybody here seen Shorty? Has anybody there seen Shorty anywhere? Cause Shorty's got to go. He stole my suit, my shoes and loot. Shorty's got to go. He stole my hat, the low-down rat. Shorty's got to go. Well, has anybody here seen Shorty?
Oh.
Has anybody here seen Shorty?
Oh.
Has anybody there seen Shorty anywhere? Cause Shorty's got to go.
Yeah, yeah, got it. Shorty's got to go.
Shorty's got to go. Well.
Shorty's Gotta Go, that's Jimmy Sedler. Before that was Big Cowboy by Debbie Davenport. And starting off that set was You're Hung by Ray Brewster. I guess I kind of put those songs together because of the title, so you figure it out. You're Lost in Paradise with your truly Angel Baby here at killradio.org. Just kind of scrambling around here in the heat trying to figure out all these issues going on, but it sounds like things are streaming okay. Next up, I got a pretty cool new record, something I haven't known, but I have some information. It's the Sheik of Araby by the Colts. The Sheik of Araby was written in 1921 in response to Rudolph Valentino's smolderingly sexual title role in the silent film The Sheik. In the 20s, young males who would be seducers or flapper girls were known as sheiks. They dressed flashily in bags, which are loose-fitting trousers with wide cuffs, and slicked back hair with pomade, just like Valentino. Pomade? I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Pomade. In this particular rendition, though, by the Colts, the backup singers are asking the lead if he's one of any particular disc jockeys of the current day that this record was out. So keep your ears open and see if you recognize any of the names. There's a couple disc jockeys that I kind of know of. The others I don't really know. So either way, here we go. Sheik of Araby by the Colts here at Lost in Paradise.
Do-wop, are you old H.H.?
No, no.
Spiderweb?
No, no.
Huggy Boy?
No, no.
Hound Dog?
No, oh, oh, wow.
Moon Dog?
No.
I'm the Sheik of Araby. Honey, your love belongs to me. At night when you're asleep, just a baby into your tent, and your little old tent I'll creep. Yes, the stars they shine up above, honey, the light I wait to love. You rule this land with me. Yes, I'm the Sheik of Araby.
I'm the Sheik of Araby.
Yes, your love belongs to me. And I when you're asleep, well, into your tent I'll
creep. Yes, the stars are shining above it. Honey, don't you know their light? I'll wait to love. You rule this land with only me. I'm the Sheik. I'm the Sheik. I'm the Sheik of Araby. Yeah. You call me the Sheik of Araby. Honey, don't you know into your little old tent I'm gonna grieve. Goodbye.
Johnny, he's mighty, mighty fine.
right. That was Arabian Rock. That was the Silvertones. Before that was Mine All Mine, Verna Williams with the Sharp Cats, Flip to Holy Moly. And starting off that set was the Sheik of Araby by the Cults. I guess taken from the song that was written in 1921 in response to Rudolph Valentino. Very sexy guy. I hope you guys could recognize some of those disc jockeys that those backup singers were saying or asking that lead if he was those, you know, various people. If you guys recognize any of those guys. Anyway, I am dying in the heat that is Kill Radio or Ghetto Fabulous Kill Radio. If anybody wants to donate some necessary money to us, maybe we can get some better outlets in this place. Just send some money to us and I will mail you tons of CDs. I will mail you anything. It's horrible in here. But I am bearing through it to bring to you all these fabulous new 45s that I've got. But I'm dying in here. For those who are just tuning in, our power cut out for a little while because I think of the air conditioning unit, which is now off, and it is pretty hot here in the City of Angels. I hope everybody else is keeping cool this summer, wherever you guys are located. Let's see. Next up, I've got a car set. It's going to start off with Hot Rod Lincoln by Johnny Bond because it is definitely hot in here. So here we go. Hot Rod Lincoln here at Lost in Paradise.
Now you've heard the story of the hot rod race when the Ford and the Mercury was setting a pace. That story's true, I'm here to say, 'cause I was a-driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up, and that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and used them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. Got a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, 411 gears that can really get lost. Got safety tubes and I'm not scared. The brakes are good and the tires are fair. We left San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. Everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill. We was passing cars like they was standing still. Sudden, like the flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. The remark was made, that's the car for me, but within the taillight was all you could see. Well, the fellers ribbed me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110, twisted the speedometer cable off the end, had my foot feet clear to the floor, says that's all there is, ain't no more. Went around a car and I passed a truck. I crossed my fingers just for luck. The fenders clicking, the guardrail post. The guy beside me, white as a ghost. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense. The telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines in the road, they just look like dots. Smoke was rolling out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and I hoped I could pass. But when I did, I'd be short on gas. Tires on the side, you can feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly, and a Cadillac pulled over and let me by. Then all of a sudden, the rod started knocking. Down in the depths, she started to rock, and I looked in the mirror, and a red light was blinking. The cops was after my Hot Rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me, and they put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't quit driving that Hot Rod Lincoln.
About one-third my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake, but the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with gusto. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind. I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110, this certainly was a race. For a Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out, he's kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His arm went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fellow rolled out his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey buddy, how can I get this car out of second gear?
Say, man, let's split.
Who's driving?
Not me.
Not me.
What do you mean, not you?
I need some gas money. I need some gas money. Well, if you really want to go, you got to come up with some dough. I need some gas money.
Well, anytime I'm in your car, no matter where or how we are, you try to get my cash, but you say you're out of gas.
Silly record. And starting off that car set was Hot Rod Lincoln by Johnny Bond. You're Lost in Paradise with Shalanja Baby here at killradio.org Monday nights from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Yes, it is smoldering. It's smoldering, dying. So excuse me if I'm just kind of out of it tonight. It's got to be like 105 in here. I hope everybody's cooled off wherever they are. Let's see. Next up, I've got a flip queued up. It's Everybody's Got a Right by the Blenders. Flip to Daughter, I think I spun that maybe almost a month ago. So here we go. Everybody's Got a Right here at Lost in Paradise at the Ghetto Fabulous KillRadio.org station.
Everybody's got a right.
Don't you know that?
Everybody's got a right. Everybody's got a right. Everybody's got a right. Everybody's got a right.
Everybody's right. I may disapprove of what you said, but I defend your
do think that it's about time that I told you about the Gamaguchi.
Yeah! You got a point there, Judge!
Eeny, meeny!
Eeny, meeny!
What a meeny!
What a meeny!
That's a meeny!
That's a meeny!
What a meeny!
What a meeny!
That is a meeny!
That is a meeny!
Sala meeny!
Sala meeny!
Ooh-wah!
Ooh-wah!
Gamaguchi, that was the Kingsmen. Now, I've heard that they were the first to put that record out, but I'm not quite sure. Way back when, I spun my version by the Gamaguchi himself. So, like I said, I really don't know for sure. But I was pretty surprised, actually, when I saw that on a list, because I thought the other guy was the original Gamaguchi. But who knows? If anybody knows, you can always email me, lostinparadise@killradio.org, if you know who first put out that record. But that was the Kingsmen. Before that was Moondog! That's a really great instrumental by the Gamblers. And starting off that set was Everybody's Got a Right. I heard a skip. I don't know why. It's a Mint Minus record, but I don't know what other technical problems will go wrong tonight. That was by the Blenders. That's the Flip 2 Daughter, another really great record. So I guess you can call that a twin spin. You're Lost in Paradise with your truly Angel Baby here at killradio.org. Monday nights from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it is hot, hot here in the City of Angels. And you know these rockin' 45s are just making it even hotter in here. I just want to throw something out. LuxuriaMusic.com finally moved into their new facility. So, slip between the sheets with yours truly, Angel Baby, to cop the thrills of exotica, neurotica, jazzy R&B, unclassifiable oddities, wigged beats, and scanning hipsters, all from the grooves of 1950s and 60s original 45s at LuxuriaMusic.com, Wednesday evenings from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and hopefully they have air conditioning. I've yet to see their new studio. So yes, this Wednesday, July 11th, from 7 to 8 p.m. will be the debut of my new radio show, Between the Sheets, at LuxuriaMusic.com. Between the Sheets will not be like Lost in Paradise, per se. There will be some crossover between my two shows, but I'm going to try hard to keep them both unique. There's plenty of music that doesn't make it on this show. They unfortunately do not archive. Maybe in the future, if and when that happens, it's my responsibility to archive. So Between the Sheets may or may not be uploaded to my podcast page. I'm still working that out. If you want to be Between the Sheets with yours truly, tune in live Wednesday evenings from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at LuxuriaMusic.com. That's L-U-X-U-R-I-A Music.com. killradio@killradio.com. You can email me if you have any questions, lostinparadise@killradio.org. And hopefully there shouldn't be any problems with them now that they're in new facilities and their landlord should hopefully be a little more easygoing than the last one. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Let's see. Next up, I've got queued up The Juicy Crocodile by the greatest guys in the world, the cellos, here at Lost in Paradise.
This is the story of a crocodile. All names have been changed to protect the innocent. Here I am, lost from everyone. Believe me, it's not a bit of fun. Juicy Crocodile has been chasing me all day. Can't seem to shake, can't seem to get away. He got my friend. Sure ain't my friend. I think I'd better pull over to the side of the road. When it gets close, I'll play like I'm bold. You got my other friend.
There goes a great big crocodile with a great big juicy smile. He is wondering what to do, whether to meet me or you. There goes a great big crocodile.
Later for the talk about being bold. I see this crocodile ain't for being told. I think I'd better climb this here palm tree, and then it won't be able to capture me. You got my other friend, ooh, me. A crocodile climbing a palm tree. Well, I guess it's the way it was meant to be, because real soon he'll have eaten me.